If you would, today, since we are in Communion Sunday, we pause from Ephesians and we bring out another truth about communion before we serve it. And if you would, turn in your Bibles to, first we're going to go to 2 Peter briefly because I want to point something out that you may not have known. It gives me great comfort. I've been preaching through Paul. In Ephesians, I've used John. Hebrews was written by Paul. Galatians, Ephesians by Paul. Did you know Peter had things to say about Paul and his writings? Did you know that? I think this is interesting. If you turn to 2 Peter 3... Peter makes mention, gives me great comfort when I'm preaching through Paul and the difficulties of trying to understand and be accurate to the Word of God. Peter says this, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you. So did you know that whomever Peter is writing to in 2 Peter, guess what? Paul also had written to them. I think it may be. This is a complete preacher's conjectural guess. I think it's the same people in the book of Hebrews. But who knows? Wouldn't you love to know who this group was? Because Paul really doesn't Peter doesn't identify in 2 Peter who they are. Then he says this. Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you as in all his letters, speaking in them of things which are some things hard to understand. You ever read through some portion of Scripture and said, now what does that mean? Well, guess what? When I preach through Paul, I'll often remember what Peter said. Well, he has so much wisdom at times that it's hard to understand. Which the untaught and unstable distort as they do the rest of Scriptures. And that's what's happening today. Anybody that doesn't go with the plain normal sense of Scripture and its plain common sense and makes a bunch of fights is distorting what the Scripture says. And I can tell you, as a teacher, that's all I see among theologians today is distortion and wrestling with things. But that's what Peter had to say about Paul. We go to 1 Peter. And I bring out a little thought in verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. When you look at the Old Testament, we've been in the Old Testament on Wednesday nights for a long time. And we see a lot of things, and that sometimes deflects our attention from what the purpose of the Old Testament is. Peter brings out what is the purpose of the Old Testament, and especially the purpose of the prophetic books and the prophecies that are written in them. What's this all about? You know, we get used to all sorts of things and we see it, but Peter tells us what the purpose is. As to this salvation, verse 10, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. Now, that means this, the purpose of the Old Testament is never the Old Testament itself. Do you know what the purpose of the Old Testament was? To prepare for you coming to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Old Testament serves the purpose of preparing the background, events, personages that would bring in salvation to God's precious church. Because Peter is writing to people who are not Old Testament, they are in Jesus Christ. And if you're in Christ, what part or group are you a part of? The church. And it says this, The prophets prophesied of the grace that would come to you. They made careful search and inquiry, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as He predicted the sufferings of Christ. Now, I've heard theologians say that if you look at the Old Testament, you wouldn't know that the Messiah would suffer. Peter contradicts that right there. The Old Testament prophets knew the coming of Messiah. They knew that He would suffer. And all of this, remember now, all of this is for God's church. Look what he continues to say. It was revealed to them, that is the prophets, that they were not serving themselves, but who? This is why when we get to Ephesians, Paul's going to write this, that God did all of these things that he might present to himself a glorious church. We read this morning that the church as an organism is the body of whom? And he is the what of the body? There is no other program but God's church. There is no other program but God's people in Jesus Christ, the church. And the prophets knew it. And the Old Testament saints were working to bring in the preparations for the glorious body of Jesus Christ that He would on that cross redeem. Look what it says here. Verse 12. Which now has been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things which angels long to look into. So marvelous is the salvation for the church. And the Old Testament saints knew something. Remember the Ark of the Covenant? You remember how, what's on top of the lid? The angels. And the angels have wings spread out, but they were made, when they made them, to be doing one thing. Do you know what the angels, it says, were made to do? They took and made the angels stretch out their wings on the ark. And what were they to do? They were to look down. So on the ark are these stretched out wings. But the angels were to look down at the lid. Why were they made in that image? God was giving us a picture that the angels were longing themselves to understand the marvelous grace of God in redeeming not angels, but the marvelous grace of God in His redemption of His church, His body. And the Bible promises in Ephesians that one day Jesus will present to Himself, ready? A glorious church. That is where all history moves. Remember where it says last week? It's going to be summarized. All of this will be summed up in Jesus Christ. There are not two programs of God with two different people. God is working to redeem the body of Jesus Christ and to inaugurate His kingdom, where Jesus Christ will rule and reign on this earth. And those who are in the body of Christ will share the privilege of being in that kingdom.